Grease frightening, whoa, grease frightening.
Oh, grease is frightening, we've always had a thing for ruins.
Grease frightening, whoa, grease frightening.
We are a real Achilles heel. Grease is frightening.
Mein Heart is saying fool, forget them. As head of state, I should let go.
I'd be rude to them, that's what I intend to do.
We're hopelessly devalued, it's true.
Summer days looking so lean.
Spending ways beyond their means.
We just don't know what to do.
I'd surrender if I were you.
There's no doubt we should not bail you out. But oh, maybe China might.
Oh, well, oh, well, oh, well, oh, oh. Tell me more, tell me more.
Here's the best thing to do.
Tell me more, tell me more.
How about talking to who?
China could save us for sure.
But in an hour, you'd be hungry for more.
China could give Greece a start. They could build a great Walmart.
Someone sane would not save us again, but... we think China might.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Hello. I'm Barack Obama, and I'm here tonight to talk directly to you, the American people. Thank you. Now, you may have heard that I was recently criticized for saying that the private sector is doing fine. I understand that there's more work to do. So I would like to encourage each and every one of you to get on the phone and contact your member of Congress in support of my bill in creating jobs. Because I believe in just a few months, I will need one. Thanks for your support. But part of the key to creating jobs is starting small businesses. Now, some people might ask me, Mr. Obama, how is it that you start a small business in this economy? Well, here's your answer. You start a big business, then you wait. Problem solved. Now, recently, I had announced that my position on gay marriage had undergone an evolution. This was very controversial. Many conservatives were upset to hear that I believe in evolution. Now, moreover, about controversy, comes a story involving Mitt Romney strapping the family dog on top of the car. This is outrageous. I believe we all need to treasure our dogs because they are delicious. And now, I'd like to talk to you about the turmoil in Syria. Now, we all know that the people of Syria face an uncertain future. Because even if they are able to oust Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, there's still the danger that he might simply be replaced by his brother, Jeb al-Assad. Now, before I go, I would like to announce that I am running for re-election this year. Welcome back. And I would also like you all to keep in mind that I personally captured and killed Osama bin Laden. So if you are pro Osama bin Laden, you might not want to vote for me. But for the rest of you, I'd like to take this time to explain to you more about how that whole situation went down. I had some disagreements with things Osama said. He saw himself as living. Well, I kinda saw him dead. So I sent some Navy SEALs in to shoot Osama's face. And we had his body reeled in and found a new resting place. Oh yeah, under the sea. That's where he'll be. We gave him 3 plugs. Now he's with sea slugs permanently. Now that he's down there in the dark, a sushi platter for the sharks. Instead of virgins, he'll be with sturgeons. What's my next action? How's this reaction? I won't refuse to send a Fox News crew under the sea. Thank you all very much.
And now for the educational portion of our show, the Capital Steps present How a Pill Becomes a Law.
I'm just a pill, just a birth control pill, and I'm getting grilled on Capitol Hill. Well, lots of folks would kill me in this capital city. In campaign season, the debate will not be pretty, but I know I'll be the rule one day. I will when Obamacare gives out free pills.
Wow, Pill, you sure have a lot of patience and courage.
Well, I got this far. At first, the president said all insurers must cover birth control as preventative care. But then the conservatives complained, so then he amended it so that religious groups could opt out.
That's called morning after politics.
Pill. They'll debate me until they are sick of me on Capitol Hill. They held some hearings in committee that only men addressed.
Now women's rights has become a sausage fest.
Priests and congressmen cannot write the law.
They think they can tutor us. Keep your hands off of my uterus. Wow, listen to those congressmen argue. Is all that debate and discussion about you?
It sure is. It's because the GOP right-wingers got into the debate.
Yikes, the proverbial elephant in the womb.
Don't kill free pills, men of Capitol Hill. Just think twice if you don't think women will.
Remember just how you voted.
It could start an insurrection.
It should be noted, mess with us, lose your election. We women hope that both parties know.
I prevent pregnancies, it is true.
And you might prevent presidencies, too.
Well, gosh, I just don't think women are going to want to give up their birth control.
Well, that doesn't mean we need the pill.
What do you mean? Have you found something that's just as effective for birth control?
Yes. A picture of Rush Limbaugh.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, former President George W. Bush.
my fellow Americans. It is I, George W. Bush, and I've been taking a lot of me time, you know, working on my charities. I teach sign language to blind kids. But really, it's been a time of refreshing. Just a man alone with his thought. But I can stay quiet and thinking no longer. It's a perilous time for the U.S. of the A. Under the President Obama administration, the United States lost its AAA rating. That means millions of Americans could potentially be stranded on the side of the road with a flat tire. That's why I don't live in the United States of the America anymore. I live in Texas. Down there, Texas is run by Governor Rick Perry. He's an impressive guy. He's my buddy. You know, he was running for president. I'm sad he had to drop out. He was running a great race. So much so that people called him a racist. Or that could have been because he has a hunting lodge with a big rock, and on that rock is a racial epitaph. Or what's it, epithet? It's like a French word or something. I don't know. But Rick Perry's not a racist, all right? He executes people of all colors. So sometimes Rick and I, we like to get together and talk about how he used to be a person when I was a governor, and then I became the president, and he became the governor, and now I'm just a person, and we spend, like, hours wrapping our brains around that. When I need someone's brain to pick, I call on my good friend Rick. I say, put on your boots, come over and shoot us some dinner. I'm looking for clever discourse. He comes up my driveway, he's riding just half of a horse. He's got that Reagan charm to please us. Plus, he's Facebook friends with Jesus. He's the man when I wanna be with someone like me.
Like a Bush clone cowboy. Ooh. Riding out on a horse like the host of a rodeo. Texas homegrown cowboy. More macho and right wing, but maybe almost twice as slow.
He's like me.
I'm Bush 2.0. I'm a governor of this whole state. Wearing boots and I talk real straight.
But sometimes stay mute or you might stick a boot in your mouth.
Like I said, Texas should secede.
But that's what we need, 'cause it's important in life to secede.
Your legacy won't be diminished.
And my book, it's almost finished.
When you finish that book, will you color another for me?
Having fun right now, boy. When I hang with you, I don't feel like such a nincompoop. Just two homegrown cowboys.
There are three reasons that you like chilling on my front porch stoop.
And those three reasons are... Oops.
And now a word from the only federal agency that can out-party the Secret Service.
Let me tell you all a story about a federal party gone awry. It seems that while we were in Vegas, both the people and the costs got high. They said skip the boring meetings and give everyone a chance to play. And so now everyone in Congress has been harping about the GSA. Well, the Vegas cats and bureaucrats Democrats were getting set to party down. They had ice sculptures, sushi lunches, and they'd hired about a dozen clowns. The GSA was glad to pay for one mind reader that it hired. Well, you would think a mind reader would have warned us that we might get fired. It appears they passed out yearbooks GSA attendees didn't read. But to be fair, none of us there were voted most likely to succeed. Whoa. If they ask what were we thinking, well, there's one thing that we know for sure. It's that what happens in Las Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas anymore.
Glory, good evening and praise. I'd like to welcome you, evangelicals of the Republican Party, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, members of the conservative faithful. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I'm going to pray for you. Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can I get a jalapeno? I'm a little hungry up here. But brothers and sisters, I want to talk to you tonight. Were you searching for that perfect Republican candidate? Did you once like Michelle Bachmann and change your mind? Did you once like Newt Gingrich and change your mind? Did you once like Rick Perry and change your mind? And do you not like Mitt Romney because he sometimes changes his mind? Well, I'm here tonight to tell you that God. I said I want to tell you that God. God sent us one true believer in the primary season, and we did not recognize his greatness. We were too blind to see it, so God saw fit to take it away from us. And I'm gonna tell you a little something about him right now.
Amazing race one man had run. He reached a higher place. God's favored son, Santorum is his name.
My Christian faith I have professed, let two men wed no way. The irony is that my vest makes me look sort of gay.
Like Lazarus, you once rose up. Obscurity's to fade.
I asked one thing, it wasn't tough. Please don't Google my last name.
In many states, you did beat Newt.
And though I had to quit,
someday our flag we won't salute. Instead, we'll T-bow it.
Glory.
Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton. Thank you. Thank you. And as you know, as Secretary of State, I am involved in tremendously difficult negotiations with other countries, and the stakes are very high. To be honest, sometimes I find myself in an extremely difficult position.
You know, Hillary. I hate to interrupt, but if you're finding certain positions difficult, might I suggest stretching?
No, Bill. I'm talking about foreign affairs.
So am I.
Actually, you're right. I think your experience could be helpful. I mean, we've had these national security leaks recently, and no one will admit to it. So how do I tell if someone is lying?
Well, you certainly don't want to trust someone's Match.com profile. I mean, that's for sure. Women aren't always fatties, even if they promise that they are.
Not that. I mean, how do I know if someone is sneaking around doing things behind my back?
Well, hopefully you don't. Look, Hillary, it's all shades of gray. And speaking of shades of gray, 50 Shades of Gray is now available at my presidential library.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, you may not know this, but there's a new musical on Broadway, and Barack Obama is the star. Here's a clip.
A fiddler with the truth. Sounds crazy, no? I suppose each and every one of us is a fiddler with the truth in our city of Washington, D.C., desperately trying to take a position that makes everyone happy. You know, some people ask me, is it possible to answer a question in a way that doesn't offend anyone? Well, yes and no. So now it's time to pray for our country. Oh, dear Lord. Wait, we don't want to offend anyone. So let's just say, oh, dear, possibly divine architect of unknown denomination and indeterminate sex. We know there are many, many poor people. Wait, poor sounds disparaging. Let's just call them disenfranchised. I realize there's no real shame in being disenfranchised. Of course, there's no real honor in it either. So what would be so terrible if I was to take a little bit of some people's good fortune, spread it around a little bit? If I taxed each rich man, oh, Thalindra, I could lend you all the cash you'd ever want. All day long, I'd piddle tidy sums. If I taxed each wealthy man, oh, who cares if they work hard? Warren Buffett says to stuff it, they can tough it out, and then I would have so many, many fans if I taxed salons where Boehner tans. I'd give free health insurance out by the millions, pay off the houses they foreclosed, electric cars without any tanks to fill. There would be new green fuels with jobs by the thousands. If we paid, no one would be opposed. If we forced Catholics to go on the pill, I'd start new programs where your cat could get food stamps. Class war for lives would now be drawn. If the rich complain, I'd just raise their tax again. And as our stash goes up, I'd have extra money to pay for gay weddings from now on. But only if they play It's Raining Men. It's such a simple tax plan, 'cause the rates, that's great for you, and you, and you, and you, and you will be in the budget I submit. Here's how I'll get voters out of it. Your tax rate will now apply to Mitt. And I'll bet you 10,000 middle-class voters that if that happened, I'd be a re-elected man. Thank you.
Ask the average American to quote a line from the Declaration of Independence. Chances are you'll get something from that part about how all men are created equal. But that was not so in 1776.
The most important part of the document was the last paragraph. That's the part that, da-da-da-da-da-da, declared independence.
This week on Backstory, the many meanings of independence and of the day we celebrate to mark its declaration.
Wednesday morning at 11 on AM 580.
And now for the cultural portion of our show, the Capitol Steps present a new opera by Gilbert and Sullivan, The Merry Wives of Gingrich.
Three little wives of Newt are we.
I'm number one,
I'm two,
I'm three.
Newt is a cheat and we're his cheaties. Three little wives of Newt.
I taught in high school geometry.
We started dating in 93.
While in an open marriage with me.
What is a girl to do? Three little wives, one thing in common. Married to a philandering Brahmin. He didn't even see it coming. Three little wives of Newt. Three little wives of Newt.
Left me right after surgery.
Then he met you and he left me.
He'll be with me for eternity.
We should have neutered Newt.
From three little wives, take two away.
One little wife remains, but hey.
He could be leaving you any day.
We little wives aren't fools. We only want his jewels. Three little wives who all unwary chose an adulterous hound to marry.
Now a divorce is necessary.
What?
I've got myself a real sugar mama now. I've found someone who will pay. It's sweet little Fannie Mae.
And now the Capitol Steps present Where Are They Now?
Hi, I'm Herman Cain. And as you know, I had to cancel my presidential campaign in light of certain allegations. But hey, at least I kept things entertaining for a while. Much like how in every movie, things always get a little bit more interesting after the pizza delivery guy arrives. So what's next? Though once I led, it seems my race is through. So what is next for Herman Cain to do? I'll be CEO of a company that's mine, marketing a product called Love Potion Number 999. I'll sell it far and wide in distant lands. They'll buy it in Uzbekistan. You ladies know that you'll soon be feeling fine. Get yourself some potion for $9.99. Next time you have an interview, put some in your tea. You won't mind if the boss man puts his hand on your knee. Whatever he suggests, you will be glad to agree. You know that you will get a job, and so will he. Although it's true that recently I've learned, harass really is just one word. I began to realize that the White House won't be mine, 'cause my approval ratings are 0.99999 for love potion number 9.
Thank you.
2012 campaign is here, and boy, has it been fun. We are looking at the candidates and where they get their money.
The dough is overflowing, so when all is said and done, we suspect they will have spent enough to buy a third world country.
The super PACs are out of whack, excessive and atrocious,
supported by the billionaires whose checkbooks are precocious.
The TV spots are piping hot, they're nasty and ferocious.
This kind of toxic politics is reaching a new low. Just
this whole fundraising mess began with Citizens United.
The rule came from our highest court, though many tried to fight it.
The pundits are complaining that the process has been blighted,
'cause that hand feeds the Congress too, and they don't want to bite it.
Incumbents' lips are smacking 'cause the money is humongous.
Let's send them super packing when we end this little song, yes?
No chance at all they'll change the law, so let's all take a long breath.
Remember, the word progress is the opposite of Congress.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am with the New York Department of Consumer Soda Ingestion, better known as CSI New York. As you know by now, Mayor Bloomberg is calling for a ban on all sodas which are larger than 16 ounces. The mayor is attempting to set an example by upping his consumption of more healthy beverages, so now he's saying, up yours. Now, while it is true that you will no longer be able to purchase a 32-ounce drink, you can still buy two 16-ounce drinks. This does not mean, however, that the mayor is in bed with the powerful cup manufacturing lobby. Now, a lot of people are screaming about their personal freedom. Forget about it. In New York City, you give up your right to liberty once your butt exceeds the size of the butt on the actual Statue of Liberty. On the bright side, the protests outside City Hall, by some people, it's the only cardio exercise they've gotten in months. So, if you don't like our policy, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. It's called New Jersey. New Jersey, where Governor Chris Christie is not going to be banning big gulps anytime soon. So thank you for your cooperation. If you see any suspicious person with a large, sugary, unhealthy soda, please report them to one of New York City's finest. You can find them at the donut shop. See you later.
On a dark desert highway, staying just out of sight, just like White House crashers, I don't have an invite. Up ahead in the distance, just past the cactus and sage, I know I can find a brand new job, and I'll make minimum wage. Walking inside the border, many stars out tonight, and I was thinking to myself, this place is heaven if you were just white. Then I see a bright searchlight, it was heading my way. I was spotted by a border guard, and then I heard him say,
welcome to the state of Arizona. Have your papers, please, or you'll have to leave. There isn't much room in the state of Arizona if you're darker than George Hamilton.
So when you stop Obama, say his race isn't pure.
Last week I stopped somebody named Sonia Sotomayor.
Let me check my pockets, I belong here, of course. I will show you my proof now, if you will show me yours. Welcome to my homeland, I was
thousand years. I'm Navajo, we own this land you're on here. We fought illegals too, since 1492.
And now the presumptive Republican nominee for president, Mitt Romney.
Ladies and gentlemen, President Obama was praised for his comedy at the recent White House Correspondents' Dinner. He took a couple jabs at me, so I thought I would try my hand at telling a joke. As you know, President Obama likes to criticize me for being wealthy. Obama likes to say he wasn't born with a silver spoon in his mouth. Well, of course not. They don't have silver spoons in Kenya. Am I right? Okay. Obama also slow jammed the news on the Jimmy Fallon show. So just to prove that Mitt Romney isn't such a stiff, I decided to up the ante with a little bit of that thing the kids today call rap. And to help me out, I'd like to bring out one of my political advisors. He just arrived after a long drive on the hood of my car. Here he is, Roof Doggy Dog. And as you all know, we rappers never apologize for making and spending money. I've got big bucks and I cannot lie, but I'm an average guy. I'm a NASCAR fan, I've got big dreams, cause my friends own the teams. I was young in a baby's bib when I bought my first nice crib. I'm like you, no lying, if in a private jet you're flying. Hey voters, I've never clipped a coupon, I like Grey Poupon. I'm so rich, it makes you spit, my shoes are made from Sea Biscuit. Here's the thing, you know you want to touch my bling. Lines forming, crowd swarming to get with this gangster Mormon. So voters,
what?
Voters,
what?
No more change, it's plain. Vote for me and I'll make it rain. I'm M-I-T-T, I dress so dapper. Now they're calling me the plain white rapper.
Alright.
Now who could that be? Come on in. Hello, look who is joining me. It's all my friends who ran against me in the GOP.
Hello, my name is Herman Cain. There's a 50-50 chance I'm certifiably insane.
Hello, it's Newt, remember me. I only ran so I could double my consulting fee.
Hello, it's really me, Michelle. And anyone who didn't vote for me is going straight to
hell. Rick Perry is your guy. And did I mention Herman Cain just tried to rub my thigh?
Hello, Santorum must concede. I won in several states, but they're not states where anyone can read.
Hello, I'm back again, Ron Paul. And if, like me, you're anti-government, don't vote at all.
That's Huntsman over there.
He's just a basic, decent guy. That's why he never had a prayer.
Hello, on next election day, you can say no to hope and change and choose a better way. Just go down to your polling place
and put an X next to my face.
Because this vote could change your life.
Vote could change your life.
I'll change my wife.
Don't vote Obama.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Secretary of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano. Now, the world is a dangerous place. And therefore, we must not let our guard down when it comes to airport security. Now, just recently, we tried and convicted a suspect who made an attempt to detonate a bomb aboard a plane headed for Detroit Christmas Day 2009. And as you well know, your government is very good at anticipating these kinds of events after they occur. For example, after the shoe bomber, your airport security was changed to include removing your shoes. After the attempt with liquids, the policy was changed again to allow only 3 ounces. So here today, in response to the event from Christmas Day 2009, I'm jumping right in there, and I want to announce the following changes. Now, first of all, because the bomber was sitting in seat 19F, we are removing seat 19F from all aircraft. Now, because the bomber hid explosives in his underwear, we are forbidding underwear. Yeah. And there will no longer be the onboard channel which shows the flight path of the plane. From now on, we will give no indication whatsoever where a flight is headed. From now on, you will simply board a plane. And take your chances. Now, luckily, the terrorists will be just as confused as you are. And we are also instituting some new airport scanning devices. Now, the bad news is that from now on, all passengers will have to pass through metal detectors completely naked. The good news is that this will be considered an MRI under Obamacare. So, of course, there will be the $15 copay. But ladies and gentlemen, here with me today to explain all the new security measures to you further, I brought one of our fine TSA employees. Please welcome TSA agent Howie Felter.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I am with the TSA, and we know that when you travel this 4th of July weekend, you have your choice of invasive security measures. So I'm here today to give a little hands-on demonstration. Now, even though we have the full-body scanners, or as we call them, the ISL-ISF machine, which is short for I See London, I See France... For those of you who would prefer the pat-down, I highly recommend it. Now, there is the chance that some of you... Hey-o! You've been randomly selected! Now, step right over here, ma'am, and what is that, water? Do you know how dangerous that is on an airplane? Every time I see a pretty girl in line, I just start hoping she will choose the pat-down rather than x-ray so I can start a groping. Since the TSA said that it's okay to be fondled by some slob, we've been flooded with complaints as well as applications for this job. So put your cans in the hands of the man who steals your water. Let this hunk give the junk in your trunk a little squeeze. Now you can start
to do your part, just raise your hands and please put your cans in the hands of the man with the GED.
My mama taught me what to do with guys like you before I was 7. She said try avoiding guys who aren't fit to work at 7-Eleven.
When you're in line, your body's mine. Backsides can hide guns.
When you're groped by a dope, then you know the terrorists have won.
I demand that you stand where my handbook says you oughta. I demand that you stand.
Just do what you must do.
Says on your ID, your name is Lee.
Well, what's my name? Stu, you've been putting your hand on the gland of a tranny, so the joke's on you.
Now, if you're like the Capitol Steps, you are totally confused about the future of Obamacare with all the legal challenges and Supreme Court decisions. Fortunately, if your head is swimming, there's a pill for that. Actually, there's a pill for pretty much everything. Just turn on your TV.
Round, like a circle that is forming, made of television ads. More and more I hear the warnings for conditions I might have. I have countless new disorders that have finally been revealed. I have dry eye, spastic bladder, and that one with Sally Field. I take drugs for every syndrome. I am like a powder keg. When I kick my spouse at bedtime, I claim it's restless leg. When your health is in decline, just take 10 pills and you're fine. Like the lithium I'm taking with a dose of estrogen mixed with Demerol and Prozac. Now I've got hair on my chin. Our son's on Ritalin and Bextra. We thought he had ADD. But it turns out that the whole time he is just an S.O.B. I need Ambien Lunesta to help me sleep all right, 'cause Levitra and Cialis keep my husband up. All night. When your life's as bad as mine, at least 10 pills come to mind. Lasix, Cruex, Metamucil, Celebrex, and Naprosyn. Then I take a few Vitorin that I wash down with some gin. Now my ears are always ringing. I think Lipitor's to blame. There's no reason that I take it. I just really like the name. I mixed lidocaine with highballs, and the side effects were queer. I could hear things through my eyeballs. I could taste things through my rear. And that giant knows that Claritin is something I must try. And I take Ginkgo biloba. But I can't remember why. So I'll quit those pills cold turkey. This was all a big mistake. And I swear that there's no medicine or supplement I'll take. Though lately I have found, when depressed or feeling down, thanks to Botox, I can't frown.
Hello, I'm Vice President Joe Biden, and I've been asked not to speak in public, so here I am.
Ha, 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 ha.
Now, even though I'm not supposed to speak in public, they didn't say I couldn't sing in public, so whoopity-doo! I've got such a fun song for you. It's sort of a self-defecating song. I think you'll like it. To help me perform it, I've got two very exciting personalities. First, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. Nancy's from our Stepford collection. And also our Master of Race Relations, Harry Reid. And they're gonna help me break it down for you now. Each Democrat has their place in the party.
I've got charisma.
I know how to blink.
But no one likes a guy who's just a smarty. That's why I try hard not to overthink.
Because Joe could say something way off kilter.
His invitations might get lost some days.
Perhaps they all got caught in my spam filter. But luckily I show up anyways.
You can't hide this Biden guy. Though God knows some people try. You think by now we'd realize
there ain't no way to hide this Biden guy.
Barack Obama said he liked gay marriage.
For many years that was a fact he hid.
So I put that old horse before the carriage, and I told folks that I knew before he did.
You can't hide what people see. Joe will out you on TV. Our election now will be
decided by the people who watch Glee.
This Capital Steps radio show was taped in front of a live and very pleasant-smelling audience at the Ronald Reagan Building and International Trade Center in Washington, D.C. It was written by Mark Eaton and Elena Newport, with thanks to Barry Beal and the Capital Steps cast. Tonight's performers, who prefer to remain anonymous, were Jenny Corbett, Corey Harris, Evan Casey, Dolores Williams, Kevin Corbett, and me, Richard Paul, all accompanied by the fabulous Howard Breitbart. We'd like to thank our sound engineer, Jim Smith, road crew, Andy Foz, Bob O'Hara, and Sam Lohman, and press secretary, Bill Hurd. The Capital Steps' latest CD is called Take the Money and Run for President. Check out our website for information on this and all Capital Steps CDs. Just go to capitalsteps.com for all the details. We're looking for friends on Facebook. Come help us out with that. And if you're ever in Washington, D.C., come see us here at the Ronald Reagan Building. Thanks for listening.
On the July 4th edition of Fresh Air, we'll hear some musical Americana from Neil Young. We'll talk about his latest album, Americana, which includes some songs you may have learned in grade school. Also, Jimmy Fallon does his Neil Young impression. Fallon has a new CD of music parodies. Join us.
This afternoon at 1 and this evening at 7 on AM 580.
Support comes from Meyer Drapery Services. Specializing in custom draperies since 1972, Meyer Drapery offers more than 1 million linear yards of drapery material in their two local wholesale warehouses and retail outlet at 330 North Neal in downtown Champaign. Installation and design services are also available.
This is Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3, Urbana.